I hope you'll consider joining us on Martin Luther King Day, King for a Day, presented by the Saturday Light Brigade in collaboration with Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. We will be reading from some of Dr. King's great speeches, well beyond the I Have a Dream. And kids and adults will be invited to step up to our 1960s era microphone and lectern with a great backdrop. And you'll have the opportunity to read a minute or two from a speech and share in the experience as we do our best to keep the words of Dr. King active and live. It's all happening Martin Luther King Day, January 18th, between 11 and 4, here at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, right above our broadcast studios. You don't need a reservation. You can just come down and we'll find time for you to read. And I hope you'll join us. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade Public Radio, originating from historic Allegheny Square. You're about to hear a band that has a brand new EP out. It's called Great Inventors. We'll talk with Aaron a little bit more about that as our hour rolls on. Right now, though, it's our pleasure to introduce you to Aaron Jensen.
Cold to wonder, people blow away like yesterday's papers. After all those hungry years, I still remember. That was the summer of the great inventors. Nothing good comes with this cold weather.
It's Aaron Jensen and his band at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Aaron, I think your vocal mic's still on for when we're able to talk.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, where are you from, and a little bit about the band.
I've been in Pittsburgh for several years now, playing music in various ways and groups and so forth. And I'm originally from Michigan. I grew up in Ypsilanti. I think I've been here for about six or seven years now.
Ypsilanti's a nice place. What brought you to Pittsburgh?
Originally, a girl.
That's the way it happens.
A rock band.
But you stayed.
I did, yeah.
You stayed. See, that's what we have these sirens that bring you to Pittsburgh and cause you to stay.
I'm glad I have. It's been good to me.
Me too. Pittsburgh, I think, is a great town. Tell me a little bit about the band. Who's here? I can actually probably get them to say hello maybe on their own. I think I'm good, Rob. Yeah. Hi,
I'm Brian. I play bass, and I'm a Pittsburgh native.
Excellent. Where did you grow up?
Grew up in Blonox, O'Hare Township area.
Excellent. So you can help Aaron, 7 years, you're still the new guy.
We've been friends for a very long time.
I've been his guardian angel here, for the last 7 years. So.
And you're convenient, like, to pianists and stuff, too, so I'm sure lots of people like to come visit you as they're heading out that way. Behind the drum kit, we have...
Hi, I'm Nicholas Baxter, originally from Pittsburgh as well.
Excellent. And I'm always curious about neighborhoods. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Fox Chapel area, up in the North Hills kind of area.
Excellent. And then we've got another guitar here. Hi.
Hi, I'm Kirk Salopek. I grew up in Pittsburgh as well, North Huntington, actually, outside of the city a little bit.
Well, great. Well, it's good to have you guys all together playing. And I think everything you're doing is original, Aaron. Am I right about that?
We're thinking about doing one song that is a cover song.
Okay, but in terms of the originals, are you the principal writer?
Yeah, yes.
And how long have you been writing songs, going back a ways?
I don't know. I think I started in college, I think. Or I wrote songs as a teenager.
I would imagine. Have you played... solo as well, or is most of your work been in bands?
For many years, when I first got here, I played in a rock band called Chalk Outline Party with Brian, and stopped doing that a couple of years ago and started working on solo music and playing a little bit solo, and these guys have kind of all slowly accumulated around, so that's been really nice.
Well, it's terrific. You guys sounded very tight in the first song. What was it called, by the way?
That's called Great Inventors. That's the title track from the EP.
And the EP is coming out. We'll talk about that a little bit, and also where you can hear these guys live after the next song. What's it called?
This next one's called Locust Street.
Okay, once again, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, and Aaron Jensen with us.
Mercy Hospital on an Easter morning, discharged with all my unsaved money and time. Take the treatment back to where it came from. Odds of survival or odds of failure too. Now you have the things you do, I have mine. United by what we do if given the time. Took the bus past the old place in uptown yesterday. The drive will break to spare a couple of strays. Look the street. A grimy window to the outside. Look the street. I see New Jersey in the distance and wonder why. Friends in the distance, friends up close in the poor light. names coming back to me in the night. Why they act with such injustice now? It's just a mystery for the stages. So many ages past the turning away. So knuckle station on a New Year's morning. Losing a breakfast behind a dumpster in a parking lot. Realize at last that the city can't help you. Independence is just a museum in Philadelphia. Love the street, no grimy window to the outside. Love the street, I see New Jersey in the distance and wondering why. Love the street. The distance from mean streets to wealth drags to wretches, from the deals on the corner right in front of us to the eternity forever surrounding and defining us. Sunlit doorways of battle zones drinking, government buildings never seeing what hides there. Daybreak on one street, on another a night sky. The man in the guard who refused to let us die. Look the street, a grimy window to the outside. Look the street, I see New Jersey in the distance and wonder why. Feeling it, I know I can't kick.
And nice sound there with the 12th string and the great electric playing together. Aaron's picking up an electric again. The new EP named after the song you opened up with. Yeah. And is it available yet?
It's available in most of the independent record stores in the area here, and also through my website, which is aaronjensen.com.
That's easy enough to get to, J-E-N-T-Z-E-N. I think
there's also...
Oh, no, there's a... Did I get it all there?
Yeah, yeah.
J-E-N-T-Z-E-N. There we go. So it's like gent with a J and zen. Right?
Yeah.
That all works out. Because there's probably all sorts of permutations. I'm probably confusing
the
matter.
Yeah, I think I had a distant relative who was a fashion victim, I think is what it is. They try to get fancy, you know?
Gets hard sometimes. Are you playing out much? Where can people hear you?
Actually, we have a great show coming up. It's on Thursday, January 21st, and we're doing a free... kind of all ages show at the WYEP studios.
Excellent.
So that's on their website. You can find out more details.
Great. What would you like to do next?
Let's see. What do you guys want to do next? Let's do closing credits. Yeah, we're going to do a song called Closing Credits.
Okay. Once again, Aaron Jensen.
Okay. Again.
crowd in black filed through the gate. Circled round the riddle of your family name, a red pavilion locked up with my one in a million. The needle draws you home once again. Rained at the funeral, a perfect set.
Aaron Jensen at the Saturday Light Brigade, which is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com, spacialaudio.com. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUP FM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, and live and on demand at slbradio.org. 11:30 on the dot. And Aaron, it's nice what you've managed to accomplish here is a lot of times, not all the time, but sometimes music that's original and soulful sometimes can get lost as you bring in drums and electric instruments. Yeah. And you've really managed, I think, to stay pretty true to your own writing and to the authenticity you're trying to create. And not to say that others don't, but I mean, I think it's a challenge sometimes, especially with the kind of music you're doing. Is that sort of what you've been, the sound you've been looking for?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, when I started recording, Kirk and I met up and we talked about kind of some ideas for just kind of sounds that would work well with some of the songs, and he had a lot of ideas and input on that. And Once we kind of finished recording things and I started looking into playing out live, I started just by myself and then added drums a little bit. And then added, Kirk started playing as well. And Nick just started playing with us about a month or so ago. So it's slowly accumulating and seeing what works and keeping it simple.
Who do you admire musically? Is there anybody that you think really all informed or influenced you in any way? That could be a long answer.
Yeah,
but
it's a very long answer. Yeah. But I mean, growing up, certainly a lot of the stuff I listened to is kind of the classic New York kind of 70s art punk stuff, like Lou Reed and Patti Smith and also David Bowie and things like that. Lately, I've been listening to a lot of Scott Walker, and we're going to actually do one of his songs next, too, I think.
Great. You're listening to Aaron Jensen at the Saturday Light Brigade. They have a couple songs left. We'll also tell you again about their EP and website in a few moments. It's terrific to have them here performing. I hope you're enjoying them.
Yeah.
And what's next song, Scott?
This is called It's Raining Today. We talked about changing it to It's Snowing Today, but I didn't think I could remember that every time. So this is called It's Raining Today. It's by Scott Walker.
Aaron Jensen.
It's raining today, and I'm just about to forget the train window girl, that wonderful day we met. She smiles through the smoke from my cigarette. It's raining today, but once there was summer in you. Memories to send on my window pane. I've hung around too long, listening to the old landlady's hard luck stories. You out of me, me out of you. We go like lovers to replace the empty space. Repeat our dreams to someone new. It's raining today.
That's Aaron Jensen. A great song for your voice, especially. It's been a real pleasure having you guys here today. And the EP is called Great Inventors, and you can find that at lots of local CD shops and stores, and also at aaronjensen.com.
Yeah, I was just gonna mention that actually, the way that I set it up, you can download it for free on the website.
Oh,
I just wanted everybody who might want it to have it.
What a nice thing.
Yeah.
So Aaron is now part of the public domain. You can just go out there.
I have been for a while.
But it's nice of you to do that. Or you could conveniently, we'll actually have this performance up at neighborhoodvoices.org a little bit later, so you can comment on Aaron and the band, and with his permission, download it as well. I'm assuming that's probably okay. It's out in the ether now anyway.
Sure, yeah.
People are going to be hearing this hundreds of years from now on other planets. I'm fully convinced the sound never really goes away once it leaves the antennas.
The internet is forever.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, radio, too. Yeah. Things I said 30 years ago are still up there bouncing around.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. At least that's how I keep myself awake at night. What would you like to end up with?
Well, I think we're going to do our last song. It's called What Freedom? I think it's the real title. Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you again to all of you for being here. Once again, Aaron Jensen.
Thanks for having us.
Hands is mine. Mm-hmm.